terms of board members' response, comments, points of clarification, you know. I don't have a page citation, but I would have staff take a close look at the cost of fencing as identified in this document. One place it shows up as $5 a foot, another place it shows $7 a mile. So if you can get somebody to put fence in for $7 a mile.
Yeah, let me know.
I'd say sign up as much as you can soon. That's in the economic analysis. The matrix talks about the various costs of NRCS BMPs. So, and I began at this point, and I'm glad he came back after the break. I wanted to recognize Pastor John Besick, still with us at the end, still protecting and guiding us. So we thank you. Thank you again for the facility. It's certainly been a pleasant day here. It's up to the board.
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Hales.
I have two items here that we've kind of got a common theme during the day today, and we've just taken care of one of those in addressing the questions about the model with the review, some of the assumptions, some of the variables, and how we're going to go about resolving that. And it seems like we've got some steps and an action plan for doing that and reporting back at our next meeting. One of the other issues is the other revisions in this document. When we had Mr. Leland's presentation this morning, we're already on the understanding that there are certain sections that have changed in here. Some things have been taken out, some revisions, some language changes. There's been multiple requests from many of the speakers today to have an opportunity to review some of those changes, and I guess I'm still posing that question on how we can accommodate them if some of these revisions are as significant as potentially we've been alluding to, where a lot of people's understanding on what was happening has now changed based on what we were told this morning. So I'd kind of like to potentially open that up for discussion on how we can deal with that.
Okay. You want to comment first? Mr. Massey.
Mr. Chair, as I understand it, this is the first full-blown workshop that we have done here. We now move forward to the 1st of October, and we will have further information at that point. We do have a meeting scheduled for the end of October, but I think it's important that we make sure that we have all of the information that we need to do this. This is important in many respects. While everybody's aware, we have made a Garcia TMDL. That's a much different system than what we are dealing with here. This is certainly more complex. We will be moving to other TMDLs within the region later, and so I think it's important that we get this one, as it were, correct. I would defer a decision to the October 1st meeting in terms of what we do based upon the further information that the staff is able to develop and based upon what their feelings are with regard to the model and what is there. And so I would recommend that we not change the order of march that we have at this point, but recognize that there are some things that it's an organic system. It has changed a bit. We will wait and see.
Ms. Coleman.
Into the silence. I think at this point I would recommend you give us some time to further refine our analysis of the comments that we have, to better understand the nature and the extent of changes we think we would like to recommend to you. And based on that analysis, be able to say, you know, do we need to have another workshop? Do we need to have another public comment period or not? I just can't answer that today. I just don't think we're far enough along on our analysis. So I would urge you to bear with us while we complete that analysis and can make a full-blown recommendation. And I guess I'm hearing it might be well worthwhile for the October agenda to agendize this item in some way, so you can give us some direction.
Ms. Olson.
I'll just add a note for the record that we have a formal request for a workshop on the modeling. We have requests for a delay, including a 90-day delay. And we also have a request for additional ability to comment on changes. And all three of those items will report back to you at the October 1st board meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that makes sense in terms of, you know, as earlier described, October 1st is a check-in time. It's not a defining, all the documents won't be ready. It won't be a pour over and find on page 57 some comment, but there'll be an overall sense and a bit more written down of direction and changes, and we can comment more fully at that time and see, be better informed as to how far we go on those 3 points Ms. Olson just identified. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Is that sufficient direction?
Mm-hmm.
We've dropped back 15 and
punt.
Third down punt, you know. It's weird. But I think that's as good as we can do sitting here today. These are big issues. Mr. Massey says this is a complex system. There are, it's interesting to me, there's, you know, there's whole sections of the document that weren't touched on, thought about, commented, or issues raised. So, you know, we have those. What do we do with that stuff? At the same time, we have the issues that were raised that we have to sort through. So we will be back in some fashion, again, not promising reopening the public comment period, but we will have a response from staff October 1st and seeking direction from the board on points they raise at that time. With that, again, we thank everybody for coming. Nita?
How long is it that we can make comments?
It just ended.
You mean I can't write anything?
That's be my response to that, that today was time for oral comments. I'll seek a lawyerly advice.
This is Samantha Olson, your staff counsel. It depends on what comment you'd like to submit. CEQA comments may be submitted up to the date of the hearing. Up to the date of the hearing on the adoption of the TMDL.
There's just a few things that I forgot to comment. I had my stuff scattered all over.
All right.
The truth of the matter is, you know, we like to put deadlines on written comments so that staff has an adequate time to respond. That's reason for those deadlines.
There has to be an end. We can't continually meet and have new and have to meet the next time in order to take up the new from the last time.
But so, I was talking about a letter.
Send it. You can send it.
Same thing.
All right. With that, we're going to go on. Let's. Anybody else needs clarification of where we're at? But we have come to the end of the workshop on the Klamath. Jeff?
I'll make sure on October 1st, then the board will get the recommendation from staff as to the three items that were raised, and that you all then at that time determine yay or nay on those three items.
That's correct understanding as far as chair has it. So. Okay. Thank you.
Just for the record, though, those items I'm not sure they need to be formally agendized. I mean, we'll have a discussion about the schedule.
Right. There'll be a way found for it to come back before the board for direction. I don't know what form that will take. All right. Thank you again. We're going to go on to item 4. We have a draft schedule